Mr. Still, what a pleasure to chat with you, not just on any day, but on the biggest day of the last couple decades for this organization. This is truly a privilege. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, not a problem. This is a special day for the Blue Jays organization, and I tell you what, I think it's a special day for this country.
It feels like a national holiday or something. I mean, there are all kinds of people playing hooky. I know that the big Rogers consortium's not never one off work unless they have the emergency launch codes or something so important that they can't leave. It's pretty cool. What's the hype like been around Toronto?
It's been absolutely electric. And, you know, it's not just this past week. This has been since the trade deadline when this Blue Jays club really made their move. And it's, I think Alex Anthopoulos rocked all of Major League Baseball, not just Toronto and Canada, with the moves that he made and the people that he brought in. And I don't think you could check off the boxes any better in terms of the needs for this club. Alex addressed all of them. And he didn't just address them. He addressed them with most notably a couple of superstars, and Tulowitzki and Price. They have certainly led that list in this resurgence of this club.
One will be on display today, and a reason that a guy can make $30 million in a profession per year is because you can do things almost no one else on earth can do. That's what David Price is looking at in his next contract. And tonight we'll look to see on display what makes him special. He's got a ton of rest, I believe 11 days. I mean, an incredible amount of time since his last start. Hasn't had the sterling playoff numbers by the strict win-loss measure. And beat Texas in his only outing with Detroit this year. What are we expecting from David Price? We've never seen him on this much rest.
No, I expect a classic David Price, though. I don't expect anything different. It's going to be interesting because anytime you take a starting pitcher out of their regular routine, these guys are creatures of habit. They're used to pitching every 5 days, and they're used to the routine on the day that they pitch and also those four other days. So they've got a real schedule and routine about what they do. So this has been totally thrown out the window, of course, when John Gibbons and Pete Walker approached Price about this and suggested perhaps you miss some time here, rest up, and get it ready, because he's already up over 220 innings, and they expect this guy to be pitching into late October. And in doing that, they want to protect him and hopefully come in rested. And you mentioned it, David's had some rough outings in the postseason, so perhaps this is a different approach, and maybe now he can enter the postseason well-rested and rejuvenated and ready to go. The one thing you're cautious of is, again, I talk about pitchers being creatures of habit, but repeating their delivery is so important, and Price does it so well. He's got that very slow, deliberate delivery. There's not a lot to it. He makes it very simple, so that could be a very good thing. I think the other thing working in Price's favor in particular is that he's a real mellow guy. On the mound, you'll see him take a step back sometimes to look out at center field, take a deep breath. He's very methodical in what he does. So thinking if anybody can handle this type of change in the schedule, it's somebody like David.
On the other side, Giovanni Gallardo, who has been awfully tough against the Jays, but depends how you look at things. Andrew Stoughton has a piece up this morning saying, look, Jays fans are nervous. This is definitely uncharted territory for a full generation of Blue Jays fans, this whole, you know, playoff heightened atmosphere. But if he went back and looked at those two starts, they hit a lot of balls very hard. The problem was they found leather, not turf or grass against Gallardo. How do you see this matchup?
Well, I see the matchup with Giovanni Gallardo. First and foremost, he's a very good pitcher. That's why he's pitching game one of this series. And even though Cole Hamels was already used earlier to clinch this thing. But I think what you're going to see in Gallardo, not an overpowering type pitcher like a David Price, and I'm not going to say he's going to nibble the corners, but he is going to try to live on the edges of a good moving fastball and as well as a good sinker. He'll mix in a curveball and change, but his sinker and slider are going to be his two key pitches. But if he can nibble on those edges and if he can get some calls just off the plate and get those Blue Jays hitters to expand the zone, he might have them right where he wants them. Now, if he's not getting those edges of the plate and he's missing and he's got to bring that thing back onto the plate a little bit more, that's where I see these Blue Jays hitters doing some damage. But I think it's going to be up to the Blue Jays hitters not to be swinging at his pitches. That's what he wants you to do as a hitter, is to expand the zone. You can take these great hitters in this Blue Jays lineup, but it's very difficult to hit pitches that are 2 inches, 3 inches off the outside corner, for example. If they can lay off those and they're called balls, he's going to have to bring them back on the plate, and that'll play into the hands now of the Blue Jays hitters.
Joe Siddall, the color voice of the Toronto Blue Jays, you'll hear his voice this afternoon. 1:37 Mountain Time, first pitch between the Jays and the Rangers. It's game one of the ALDS. They will unroll a pennant today in center field. There have not been many flags. There's been a few names thrown up on the Ring of Honor, so to speak. But the first time in 22 years they'll be doing that. Is this normal to do it ahead of the playoffs, Joe? Or is this maybe something that you could hold till next spring that could be a distraction?
Well, no, I think it's pretty special, and I think it'll be special for those players and the coaches and everybody involved in this organization, and especially the people that have been around here for so many years. I think it's a monumental. You want to certainly honor. Winning an American League Eastern Division is not an easy task. I think, if anything, it's going to be motivating. I'm sure the crowd will be into it. The players will feel that. I don't have a problem with it at all. I think it's a great way to start off the day.
And Cito Gaston's going to throw out the first pitch. How about that? That feels appropriate, doesn't it?
Well, is that appropriate or what? Exactly. Great to have Cito. See Cito around a lot, and he's been an advisor here with the Blue Jays, and we see the Pat Hankins, and it's great to see these people involved because, number one, they're very knowledgeable people in terms of baseball, and I think now, and you know, they're in part of all these decisions, and I'm sure Alex bounces things off all of his people, and it's really just been special what this team's been able to do, and of course, the job is far from done, but just getting to this point right here is a big, big thing for this organization after so many years.
You're absolutely right. You mentioned something there that sort of caught my ear. You think about the people that have been in this organization for a long time, and maybe you think about a Cecil who was a starter for this team ages ago, or a Bautista who so many times, you see he's such a competitor. He's a fiery guy. He wants to win so badly. He's never had this opportunity. Ditto for Edwin. On and on it goes, but it's deeper than that. This is a management team, and there's front office folks, and there are fans that shell out a ton of dough every year, and it has been what feels like half a lifetime for a lot of people since this has happened. This is going to be a very emotional and massive day.
Yeah, and I think you talk, it's a lot of the behind-the-scenes people that people don't even know their names, but people involved in the organization that have been around here since the start. There's been Howie Starkman. There's been Ron Sandelli. He's been here for several years. He's the director of team security. So those are the people that kind of warms your heart a little bit that they've finally been rewarded again after the 92, 93. It's been so long. But, you know, you talked about the players, and really it all starts on the field. And I think for a Brett Cecil and a Bautista and Encarnacion, these guys before were portrayed, I think, as the guys that just couldn't get it done, couldn't go to the next level, couldn't get to the postseason. Well, Alex Anthopoulos surrounded them with some more talent this year at the trade deadline, and I think all of them they've all upped their game. Look what Jose and Edwin has done. Not that they weren't having good seasons already, but I really think they've stepped it up. And that's one thing this team hadn't had in the past was players with that postseason experience. They've been there. They know how to get there, know how to win. You always hear people talk about that in sports. Well, what did Alex do right away in the offseason? He brought in Russell Martin and Josh Donaldson, two guys that, you know, are, quote, gamers in the sporting world. Whatever sport you're playing, you love that name, that label, because these guys come to play every single day, especially when you look at Donaldson at third base. But now what's happened is I think they have elevated the games of these other guys, and it's really all come together. I was talking to Marcus Stroman yesterday around the batting cage, and he talked about the blend of the youth, like he and Sanchez and Osuna and Goins and Pilar and Pompey, all these guys, and the veterans. And it's just a really nice mix because, you know, of course these veterans aren't going to be here forever, but I think we can plan on seeing those younger names that I just mentioned for several more years. But it's just a really nice mix. Number one, these young players are very, very talented, but when you get them around these veterans, it just elevates them, I think, too. Marcus Stroman does not feel like you're talking to a young player in his second year in the major leagues. He doesn't even have a full year in the big leagues yet. A lot of these guys have matured exponentially, and I think too at the back end when you talk about a 20-year-old closer in Roberto Osuna, he's had his struggles a little bit down the stretch, but I really believe that blend of the veterans and the kids is going to be a very, very key thing for the Blue Jays in this playoff.
We didn't see a lot of Trey Tulowitzki down the stretch. He had that weird shoulder blade issue when he collided with Pilar in shortstop position there, or shallow left field, I should say. He did get in the Tampa series very late in the season. Where do you put him in the lineup? Do you put him right back at five where he was, or do you let him see some more pitches before you put him in that quote-unquote high leverage spot? What would you do if you're the manager, Joe?
You know, to me, he's the guy. I think what I saw for 2 days in Tampa, he played the Friday and the Sunday game. John Gibbons gave him the day off Saturday just to recoup a little bit. He looked fine to me. He looked real good. And he says he feels good. Of course, I don't think the pain's totally gone away, but just the at-bats that he was taking, I thought was very impressive. He drove a couple balls the other way, which is always a very good indication that, you know, a lot of times a player misses from injury and he's coming back. You try to do too much. That's a natural reaction. And when you're trying to do too much as a hitter, you're usually jumping out a little bit with that front side and you're rolling balls over. Didn't see that out of Troy. I thought he was really patient, letting the ball travel and driving the ball the other way. I would put him right back in the five hole today. I don't know that John Gibbons is going to do that. We may see Smoke or Colabella, whoever plays, or Russell Martin perhaps. But I think right in that spot could be good timing. Now, I'm sure Gibby would have liked to see him play a little bit more. It would have been probably nice to see Troy play four or five or six games. But what I saw in those two games was very encouraging, and I think he's ready for that five hole, because when an opposing pitcher has to deal with Donaldson, Bautista, and Encarnacion, that's the part of the lineup that they're going to. Now, you can't pitch around three guys, but those are the kind of guys that you don't want to beat you. Well, then Tulowitzki could be waiting in the wings, and I could see him doing some damage in this series.
Yeah, and not to nitpick, because they've been the best team in baseball since the All-Star break and really since those trades. It seemed to be an issue when smoke came up in that five hole and there was runners on. There's a lot of swings and misses. It's more of the home run or strikeout kind of flip of the coin with smoke, whereas if you do get a Tulowitzki there, again, that's a guy that does not swing at a lot of bad pitches. It's just another guy in the four deep where they have power and they're disciplined at the plate, which is so rare. I'd love to see him there. But then again, Colabello, I mean, for a guy that hasn't played a ton down the stretch, he could be huge in this series with the lefties that they're going to see.
Well, Colabello is a very good hitter, and I think when you compare him to Justin Smoke is more of a dangerous bat. He's going to strike out a lot, not going to hit for a real high average, but every time he steps to the plate, he can change the game by hitting a long ball, and I think that's what he brings. And then most importantly, what he brings, too, is the defense at first base. He's absolutely outstanding, and that's where I really see him getting the start today against the righty Gallardo, because you really do want your best defense out there as well. And Colabello is a nice bat to have on the bench. But you're right about that. Colabello is a good hitter. He also has some pop, too. But that's why I would prefer possibly like a Tulowitzki in that five hole. And if Smoke is playing today, maybe he would hit a little bit lower after Tulo, or maybe even after Russell Martin.
The crowds have been crazy since, 20-plus games now they've sold out. The playoff tickets sold out in like a heartbeat. If you didn't have the internet on lockdown, you probably didn't even get a chance to pull out your credit card and punch in the numbers. Does it change today with the afternoon? I know there was a lot of disappointment. There's so many people new to this that the playoff format of games all the way throughout the day, including early and in the afternoon and then the evening and at night, this caught some people by surprise. Do you think it has any effect on the atmosphere today?
I don't think so. I think you're still going to see 45,000 plus, however many they can jam in here. And I think it's going to be very electric, just like we've seen for the last couple of months. It's been spectacular. And, you know, the players really feel it. I think fans need to understand that. That's why sometimes when I'm on shows like this with you, I got to tell people how much players appreciate that, how much players really do feel the support of this country. They feel like this is a unique situation. These players, you could play in one of the large markets in Major League Baseball in L.A. or Chicago or New York, but you're not playing for a country. And a lot of these players really understand that this is a very unique experience for them as a Major League player to have a country behind them. And I think that crowd is going to be just the same today. Unfortunately, the start times were not great, but you know, we deal with this every year in Major League Baseball. The start times are like that, and somebody's going to get the early game. Unfortunately for the Blue Jays, it was today and tomorrow, both day games. But you know what? I think people are pretty good at readjusting their schedules when they have playoff tickets. So I think pretty sure they'll be ready to roll.
Yeah, you shell out the dough. You're going to make a way to get there, no question. And hey, here's the good news, Joe. They keep winning. Those start times aren't going to be an issue. They'll slide them into prime time if they get through this round or even beyond the next one.
Well, that's exactly right. And I tell you what, it'd be a lot of fun for this team to be on primetime in the United States because, as I said, I think the Toronto Blue Jays have really gotten onto the map throughout Major League Baseball. And now, you know, the audience, the U.S. audience with the national TV here, of course, it'd be nice to see them get a little exposure there as well.
Okay, last one for you. If there's a couple things that happened, keys to this series, where if X, Y, and Z happy, you're very confident saying the Jays are going to get through. What are those things that you want to see or that you're looking to as an indicator that everything is going well for the Jays? It's status quo. They're still right where they need to be.
Well, I think first and foremost, the starting pitching has to pitch well. Then you expect it from David Price, but Marcus Stroman, not a whole lot of experience, of course, but I believe in his stuff. I really do. What I've seen has been spectacular since his comeback. I talked about it earlier, mature beyond his years, and you talk about confidence and belief in his stuff. To me, he's almost a 1A, 1A in terms of aces. Like Price and Stroman, for me, take whoever you want. So I feel very good about game one and two, to be honest with you. After that, it's up to Marco Estrada to continue to pitch the way he has. That will be very interesting against a pretty good offensive club in the Rangers in Texas because he is up there in innings. He's admitted as much, and he's had a couple of shaky starts early in ball games. That will be key, whatever the situation is, when we do get to a game three. But the reason I say the starters are so important is because I think this Blue Jays bullpen can be outstanding, but you run into trouble if you've got to go there in the fifth inning, and then that catches up with you throughout a series. The other thing, obviously, is the Blue Jays offense. There's no question that they're going to have to perform. There's a reason why Donaldson, Bautista, and Edwin are 2-3-4 best in baseball. You've got to count on your horses in games like this. You can win games without your big boys performing at times, but I don't think you can win throughout the course of a season, and probably not a series in the playoffs without those guys doing some damage.